listening to the Modesty Awkward Podcast with your host, Frances Armand. Check her out on Instagram and Facebook. Take a seat and enjoy listening to different life experiences, testimonies, and learning to live a life pleasing to Jesus Christ. In our special series, Creatives in Ministry, we delve into the intersection of faith and creativity, highlighting individuals who are making a difference in their communities. Today, we're honored to introduce fashion designer Natasha Lamkin of Tashi Inc. Natasha is not only an accomplished author and award-winning fashion designer, but also the CEO of the faith-based lifestyle brand Tashi Inc., which includes the renowned women's wear clothing line Natasha and the filmmaking company A Film by Natasha Lamkin. Natasha's journey began after her graduation from FIT and a successful career as a runway and commercial print model. Drawing from her diverse experiences in fashion marketing, sales, merchandising, buying, and planning, she has built an empire rooted in faith and creativity. One of the most inspiring aspects of Natasha's work is her commitment to social entrepreneurship. Through Tashi Inc., she has launched a mentoring program aimed at empowering fashion and social entrepreneurs to create positive change through their ventures. This year, the program celebrated its first cohort of graduates hailing from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America. Join us as we delve into Natasha's journey, her faith, and her passion for using fashion as a tool for social impact. Thank you for tuning in to Modestly Awkward Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Armand, and I am really excited about this conversation today. Everyone who has been following or just read my bio knows that I just have a passion for the fashion industry, and the Lord has allowed me the opportunity to work in it. And I have met beautiful people in this industry who are diehard believers and are owning their craft and also being true to themselves and pursuing their passion. And the person I'm going to talk to today is one of these people. And I'm just so happy that I'll be able to share her with everyone else. So hi, Natasha.
Hi, Frances. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I am so, so happy to be here. Oh my gosh. Hi, everyone.
So tell people, give them your government name, a little bit about yourself, where you're from, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. My name is Natasha Lamkin, and I am from Brooklyn, New York. I am a fashion designer. I'm the owner and CEO of the fashion corporation, well, the faith-based fashion corporation, Tashi Inc., and their sub-brands, Natasha the Brand, Tashi, and the upcoming brand called Tashi Lux, and my film company, A Film by Natasha Lamkin. So I wear many hats.
Yes, you are entrepreneur indeed. And which is also inspiring to know that you're like, okay, the Lord has given me this and I'm going to do it all. So I admire you for that. So tell me, how did you start your career?
Well, my career started, I will say, in high school. I have to say that in high school. Yeah. I was a little hustler in high school. So I always had a knack for fashion. But I decided I wanted to become a fashion designer in high school when I was designing what I wanted to wear for the first day of school. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of what I'm seeing in the stores. I want to look like this. I want to wear this and da da da. And I'm like, wait a minute, I can make a career out of this, right? Mm-hmm. So as I was designing, I did some research. I found out, I don't know why at that age, that I can be a fashion designer. So then after I started to make my own clothes to go to school, I started to design for other girls at the school, their prom dresses, everything. It was just amazing. So that's how my career started. And then my parents helped to cultivate that skill by allowing me to take up Saturday Live classes at FIT. Mm-hmm. And after I did that, after graduation, high school graduation, I went to FIT. So now that's my alma mater, you know, and that's how I started with my career. But I can get in more details, in-depth details of how I started in the fashion industry after graduation and how I started my own modest clothing line.
Yeah. And I think, and that's where I wanted to kind of lead towards as far as the conversation. Modestly dressing is definitely trending now more than ever. And not everyone that's a Christian is wearing modestly dressing. There's just something that that gravitates to them, that they like that femininity. They just like the look. But this series are creatives in ministry. And working with you, I know that you took every aspect of everything that you do into ministry. Like, you've held prayer calls. So designing is a little bit more than just designing for you. But I wanted to just share with, because there's some people who might be listening who, just like you in high school, realize, okay, I could be a designer, but knowing that, okay, this industry deals with a lot of vanity. It deals with a lot of things concerning the world, and God has called us to be separate from the world. And I know that you had that aha moment in that as well. So can you talk about that and how the Lord was able to kind of shift your mindset when it came to being a designer and not being part of the world, but yet giving you this opportunity to be a fashion designer?
Exactly. So thank you so much for continuing on, because I am going to get in detail with this. Okay. So yeah, I was a little hustler in high school, and I forgot to mention that I was accepting cash. So I was getting paid for being a designer in high school. But when I was at FIT, I just want to give everyone a visual. Like, I didn't have this mindset of modest fashion or anything like that. I didn't grow up in church like that at all. So that concept of modest fashion wasn't there. It did not exist when I was in college at all. All I thought about was being a fashion designer, having my own brand, and that's it. I don't care if it was scantily clad. I didn't even know what that meant. I just wanted to design what I felt like designing, right? So after graduation, I wanted to pursue a career in modeling, professional modeling, and I did. I became a professional model. I was doing really good in the industry. And during the peak of my career, when I was starring in commercials, shows, everything, you name it, print work, I just felt a sense of emptiness. And I didn't know where it was coming from. I did have, of course, I had some type of relationship with God, because my family, we grew up with Christian morals and values, but most of us didn't really practice that Christian lifestyle. So I started to pray, and that is when God, he did something in my spirit. He stirred up my spirit, and I felt this conviction and modesty. And I started to dig deeper and deeper, and reading the Bible more, watching more sermons online. And that is when I had this revelation that I just wanted to dress modestly. I spoke to my model agency about my convictions, and I told them that I didn't want them to book me for any gigs that would compromise what I believed in, anything like that. And they were very supportive, but my gigs, they started to dissipate. And that's when I knew that I had to leave the modeling industry. I knew it. I knew that was God telling me it's time for you to go. Mm-hmm. And shortly after that revelation, I landed a job in marketing, working for this big fashion company, Ann Taylor Loft and Inc., working for them and in marketing. And while I was there, I was still designing and everything like that. And I started to design more conservative looks, right? That's when God gave me the inclination that I needed to start my own clothing line that promoted modesty and fashion and the Christian faith. And I'm like, wait a minute, how in the world am I going to incorporate my Christian faith with fashion? Because I didn't understand it unless you had graphic tees that said, I love Jesus, or scriptures on it. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, I'm a contemporary designer. So I don't do graphic tees. I don't do any of that. And God is like, look, I'm going to show you. And he sent me three confirmations to let me know this is the path that I want you to take and how you can incorporate your Christian faith with your designs. It doesn't have to be so literal. You can minister through your clothing line by your marketing, or how you name the items that you make, how you word and describe the clothes that you make. All of these things you can do in order for you to minister to people and to incorporate your faith at the same time. In addition to that, like philanthropic works and starting clubs and groups within my company. So he gave me all of these ideas on how I can incorporate the Christian faith with my brand, like under my brand. And I was so amazed by it. I was so amazed. And especially with the confirmations that he sent me. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I have enough time for that because like confirmations were crazy. Okay. And it happened.
Okay, can you share at least one confirmation?
Okay.
That really was like, oh wow, I think this is what I need to do.
Okay. So I'll share one confirmation. The one confirmation that he gave me was when I was, okay, it was during the morning. I was getting ready to go to work and I was watching the 700 Club and they were interviewing this model, this ex-Victoria's Secret model named Kylie Busuti. You can look her up. And she started her own Christian brand. She left the model industry to start her own Christian brand. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, that sounds like my story, but I'm not an ex-Victoria's Secret model. I was a professional model, but not an ex-Victoria's Secret model. But I'm like, you know, I could relate to her. I'm like, wow, like her story sounds so similar to mine. And that's when I was just like, okay, God, I hear you. You're talking to me. I get it. And the other confirmations definitely worked in tandem with that. And said yes to the call. And so that's how that started. And, you know, it was just up and up from then.
So tell me about your first collection. I believe it's Redemption. What was the first collection?
Oh, well, the Redemption was from my first collection for my sub brand, Natasha. First collection for Tashi. That was just a small capsule collection that I did the following year that God gave me that epiphany. I did a soft launch. It was really beautiful. I had to test my market first. Like I had to test to see like, okay, is there a market out here for whatever I'm doing? So I did like a trial on social media and I uploaded these two skirts that I gifted my best friend and my cousin for Christmas. And they were called the dual purpose skirt cape. So you can wear the skirt as a skirt. You can wear the item as a skirt or a cape the way that
Oh, nice.
Yes. And it was made out of neoprene fabric. So if you don't know, neoprene fabric is a very thick, like nylon fabric that a lot of school drivers wear. So it has like a lot of structure and everything like that. Beautiful. So when I uploaded the video on social media, oh my goodness. Like there were so many people who were in love with the skirt, asking me, where can I order it? All these things. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I do have a market. So that's when like how that all started with me starting my own capsule collection. I came out with five items and had my website going, everything like that. And so that's how that started with Tashi. And then as Tashi continued to grow and we continued to expand and create more collections, I just had like another epiphany that I need to do a sub brand that was more like a different type of aesthetic, more of like a ethereal, like elevated look. Tashi, because Tashi is more like, I'll say like kind of sporty, dressy too at the same time. But, you know, the market for Tashi, the age group, the demographic is like around like 20 to maybe like 35. So I wanted something that can transcend to like an older group, more elevated and high end. So that's when I created Natasha and we released their first collection called Redemption, which is a story about redeeming anything that you felt that was lost and how God can restore you by redeeming you from those things.
Oh, yes. And that collection is beautiful. I don't know if it's still up, but there were a lot of pieces that I absolutely loved in that collection. And then congratulations, you recently showed your collection during New York Fashion Week in September. How did that feel?
Oh my gosh. This was the second collection. No, actually not the second collection. My bad. This was the third collection for Natasha. And it was called the Resort Collection. Mm-hmm. It's first resort collection that we ever, ever did for the company. And it was so beautiful. Let me tell you something, guys. There's a testimony about this collection. My team and I, we created this collection in 2 weeks. And I landed the opportunity to showcase at New York Fashion Week 2 weeks before the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it wasn't planned or anything like that. It was not. I just had an inclination. I had a feeling that I was going to show, like something was going to happen. And it did. It just, the opportunity just landed right on my lap. And it was kind of crazy, but we made it happen. And it was such a beautiful occasion.
Oh, wow. So then when will the collection be available for people to purchase?
Of course, you know, it has to be around the spring, summertime, or in spring. So tentatively in June, we plan on showcasing the collection. So tentatively in June, we're working on it right now.
Now, I'm just getting back to ministry-wise, and it's definitely hard for, I would say, true Christian believers to really stand their ground, because some people don't want to hear the name Jesus. Some say Yeshua HaMashiach. And I know that's very important to you, Natasha. How do you stand firm in this industry? Because the whole series is about creatives in ministry, and it's just different people work in different avenues as far as creatives. So how do you stand firm? Like, what do you do? I know you mentioned about reading the Bible before, but I know there has to be different situations that you've been in where you're like, I'm not going to compromise. So how do you do that?
That's a good question. Well, I have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and how God is leading me. So that's number one in any situation, right? Because I have to answer to God at the end of the day, and not man. So for me, how I respond to situations like that, of course, I have to go to God first. I have to pray, use wisdom, and allow him to guide me in any situation. But I cannot compromise, no matter what it is. But if I'm in a situation where I feel like I have to address something, I have to do that in love. Like, I have to do that with love. I cannot address something from like a worldly or fleshly standpoint. Yeah. So there's so many situations I've been in that I did not compromise. And it was tough, you know, but the other party, they understood. And now that could be in the workplace. That could be, I forgot to even mention this, but while I was working as an entrepreneur, I was also working for other companies. And merchandising and buying, planning, and marketing, as you know. So I had to work for other companies while I was building my empire. There's been situations where I ran across just certain things that didn't align with what I believed in. And I stood my ground, but they understood. And I did it in love. I didn't, you know, I was very compelled to make those decisions. And that was that. I don't know if you want me to illustrate it, what I'm trying to say to you in more in-depth detail, but there are a lot of situations that I've been in, but you definitely have to put God first and stand your ground and use wisdom too. God will give you wisdom. He will.
Yes, he will. And if you think you don't have it, you can always ask for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you can always ask for wisdom.
Exactly. And oh yeah, I just remember something concerning my brand. When I first started, this was the first fashion show I ever did. And it was a media company that was there interviewing all of the fashion designers. And the interviewer asked me, why is your brand Christian based? You don't think that you are ostracizing other beliefs? And I've said to the interviewer, I was like, no, this brand is for everyone, but my foundation has Christian values. I'm not ostracizing anyone. I'm just glorifying God through my brand. You know, and I'm not trying to exclude another group at all, but I'm glorifying my God, my faith through my brand. And it's not to make anyone feel uncomfortable. If you do, like, I don't know what to say. This is me glorifying God through my brand. There are other designers and other brands who glorify other things through their brand and other beliefs. And no one seems to have a problem with that. So that was my response to him. And that's me standing my ground and not compromising.
Beautiful, beautiful. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Now, I know that, you know, you've been in business for a while now, and you have started a mentorship program to help others who are looking to walk this path. So can you tell us a little bit about your mentorship program?
The mentorship program started because I was receiving a lot of messages on Instagram, Facebook, emails, you name it, asking the company, my team members, if I can mentor them. And I'm like, okay, God, we are receiving a lot of inquiries, a lot of requests. what do you want me to do? And that's when he finally told me, this year, I want you to start your mentorship program. And he gave me a whole guideline. He mapped it out for me. I put it on paper, did research. I also gathered some speakers to help the mentees, everything. It was amazing. It was such a beautiful structured program that included people from different countries, the UK, Brazil, you name it. It was just amazing.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful.
Yes, it was. It was very, it was such a beautiful and blissful experience. It was a lot of work because it was only for 2 weeks and I graduated my first cohort. Yeah. So now like with our second cohort, I have to re-strategize and on how I'm going to do that. But the first one was very, very successful.
That's just amazing. So if people were interested in signing up, how would they do that?
Well, for right now, I wouldn't say we're on a hiatus, but we're pausing the mentorship program until I restructure it because it was so good. The first cohort was so good, but I want to expand it and do more with it. So you just have to stay posted to our updates. I would say to sign up to our email mailing list at info@tashiinc.com. You can email us and we can just add you to our mailing list, or you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Tashi Inc. And we will post an update on that.
Okay. So those who are listening, I hope you wrote this down, or you can always rewind and hear it again. What are you most proud of as far as all that you have done? You've done short films, you've designed clothes, you had a mentorship program. You also wrote a book. So what are you most proud of?
To be honest with you, Frances, I'm most proud of impacting all of the individuals that I came across. That is what I'm most proud of, to be honest with you, is the impact that brings me joy. Yes, we have all these accolades. God has blessed us to do so many things, but touching hearts and saving souls is what matters the most. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Amen. Amen. And that's what ministry is all about. Some people think, you know, that they're in a profession. Yeah. And that's just me. Some people might have a different opinion on it. But I truly believe that if you're called to be a doctor, or you feel in your heart that you have to be a doctor, I still believe that's still God's hand in it. In some way, somehow, your profession is going to lead you to bless someone else. And that's what I see when I meet someone in the entertainment business. Because sometimes we might be like, oh, they're doing this, but you never know how God is going to move. And I realized that this is why I wanted to have this series, because meeting someone like you, I would have never thought that in the fashion industry. I mean, yeah, you have people who profess Christianity, but they're not practicing. They just, because this, either they grew up in it or it could be the coolest thing now, but it's rare to find someone who's actually practicing, like believe in, okay, I need to live holy and I need to read my Bible and have a prayer life, because I know if I don't have a prayer life, there's no way I can hear from God or have his direction. So it's like, that's why I say, I truly believe no matter what profession you're in, God's hand is in it. And you just got to be open and ready to see how he's going to use you to bless others. So I thank you for saying that, because that was just the whole premise of this series, is to show that, okay, if God called you to play football, always seek him to see how can you bless someone, because that's what we're called to be. We're called to be witnesses. And, you know, he might use your profession at one point and then use you for something else at your local church or however, but everything is to glorify God. And I thank you for pointing all those things out, Natasha. What's next for you? What advice would you give to your younger self or someone who is listening that have a tug in their heart and they're like, I want to be a fashion designer, or I want to write a book. Like, what advice would you give to them?
The advice that I would give to them is seek God first. Be honest with you. This is a faith-based brand and it's not typical conventional company at all. It's unconventional. And that's how it is when you follow God. That's how it is when you are a Christian. And if you want to do it the right way, I'll say to seek God first. Seek God first, pray to him, ask for his guidance, because he's going to guide you. He is going to guide you. So that is my advice. And that's the best advice I can give you concerning that. If you want to become a designer and you are a designer in faith that believes in the Christian faith, like that is the best advice that I can give you. As far as what's next for Tashi Inc., a whole bunch of stuff. Some I can't even tell you because you have to stay tuned because those, oh my gosh, like it's just very confidential. So you have to stay tuned. So whatever we have coming up, you have to stay tuned. But I'll say big, big things. And right. look out for the release of our resort collection. Look out for that. So that's what's coming up right next. So look out for that.
All right. So share your social handles so then we can stay tuned and find out.
Okay. So my social handle, my personal social handle is CEO underscore of underscore Tashi, T-A-S-H-E-E, I-N-C, Tashi Inc. And then my business, IG, but you can find this all across the social media. We have Tashi Inc. at T-A-S-H-E-E-I-N-C. And Natasha, the brand is N-A-T-A-S-H-A dot the brand. You can find us on IG.
Thank you again, Natasha. And may God continue to order your steps and everything that you do. And I'm just so grateful that you were able to join with me today and just share your testimony with everyone. So everyone, I hope this was just enjoyable to you as it was enjoyable for me. And until the next time, God bless.